Well, hey there, this is Jim, and I was just thinking, once again out for a walk with the lovely Miss Reagan, and it is a glorious morning here on the Friday before a long holiday weekend here in the States. Now, I think 80% of you that listen to this podcast live in the United States, so I don't have to explain Memorial Day to you, but for our folks outside the country, this holiday is the unofficial start to summer. Now, meteorologically speaking, summer doesn't actually start until June 20th, 21st, somewhere around there. But in the States, this caps off summer vacations for many, many people. I know in my school district, this is their last day of school for the summer. So, after today, no more school buses until the late middle of August. That's the rhythm around here. So, be seeing all the kids out in the streets on their bikes doing stuff for the next several months. Now, the holiday we call Memorial Day used to be referred to as Decoration Day. Not in my lifetime, but it's what it used to be called. And it is actually one of two holidays we have here in the United States to honor veterans. We have Memorial Day. We also have Veterans Day. And they're kind of at different ends of the year. Although Memorial Day is closer to the middle of the year than the extreme end. But Veterans Day, as the name implies, is a day to remember veterans. Both former, those who have passed away, and those who are still amongst us. And a day to basically pat them on the back and say, thank you for your service. We appreciate all that you have done, are doing, will do in the future in order to maintain our liberties that we do have. But Memorial Day is different. Memorial Day is specifically for those veterans who have fallen while protecting our freedom. So it's people who have basically given the ultimate sacrifice, as it's referred to. Now, in my family, we've been fortunate. We've had a long military history in my family, and with the exception of one person, and this is going back to the Civil War, everybody's come home. So, my grandfather, who was in the Army during World War II, came home. Although he was in the middle of the Battle of the Bulge, it wasn't like he wasn't anyplace dangerous. There was plenty of places that were dangerous. But he came home. My uncle, who was a Marine, of course went to Vietnam. And with the exception of the Tet Offensive, pretty much any of the bigger battles that happened in the 60s that the Marines were involved in, my uncle was there. And he came home. My father was in the Air Force during Vietnam and actually requested to go. But apparently in the Air Force, it was good duty. So there were a lot of people who wanted to go to Vietnam who were in the Air Force. So they sent him to Alaska instead. And as I mentioned, if you go back far enough, if you go back to the Civil War on my maternal grandfather's side. I guess it would make it a, what, great uncle. Named George Reed, who was part of an outfit from New York, who was killed at the Battle of Alustee. It's not one of those battles you hear about a lot up here in the north, because it happened in Florida, but he was actually killed at the Battle of Alustee in Florida. A battle which the Union did not win. So, there you go. But I suppose if you're from Florida, you've heard of the Battle of Alustee. So, there it is. I want to say like 1862, something like that. And, as was common, because my uncle, well, how many greats there are, Uncle George Reed, was a stand-in. So, some wealthy person in Great Neck, Long Island, because that's where he lived, paid him, actually paid his wife, $300, which of course was a lot of money back then, to go in his place. It was a common thing, so less well-off people would go do the fighting, and some wealthy person would stay home instead. So, there it is. But we'll have our parades. We'll have our picnics, our softball and baseball games. We'll have all kinds of fun stuff. But it is important to remember that the reason why we have this holiday is for all the people who never came home to celebrate it with their families. So, it's important to keep that in mind. So, wanted to get that out there at the start of this episode. And I wanted to do a little check-in with you guys prior to the holiday weekend. So, if it works into your plans, you got something to listen to over hopefully a long holiday weekend, because Memorial Day is actually not until Monday, today being Friday, so we got a 3-day weekend. All right, so on to other topics. We are coming up on the old farmhouse, and you may have mentioned they are absolutely rehabbing the old farmhouse here on Breakfast Meat Boulevard. Now just finished putting on a new metal seam roofing on there. Just got finished putting that on yesterday, and let me tell you, it looks fantastic. This is the nicest that roof has looked in the 22 years that we've lived here. So, house was built in 1900, so it's old, at least by American standards. And, they're definitely trying to bring it back to its previous glory, probably, which it probably hasn't seen since the 1960s, because it was pretty run down when we moved here, and apparently the guy who lived there didn't do a whole lot of work on it, so there you go. So rather than chattering as we go by the construction folk working on the house, we'll take a pause. We'll pick up the recording a little bit later. Okay. We're far enough past the house that I no longer look like a crazy person talking to myself. I don't know. These days, you know, there's so many people having what appears to be a conversation with themselves. You know, because they're talking to somebody in their earbud or they're talking to somebody on their phone. Think back to what we would think of ourselves in the 70s and 80s if we were to look into the future and see our behavior here in 2023. I think we would probably look and go, man, we look weird. But, you know, we look back at the clothing we wore back then and we have the same thought. Man, we look weird. So, plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. The more things change, the more they stay the same. So, anyway. Well, we are getting what my mother would refer to as Chamber of Commerce weather for the holiday weekend. And what does that mean? Well, it means glorious sunshine, a light wind, just so you know, it's not still, and call it a light, gentle breeze, and temperatures in the low 70s. We're not there yet, but won't be there. Wait for the truck to go by. There go the Amish. If you're not familiar, Amish are not allowed to operate big gas-powered vehicles like that. But they're absolutely okay to have a Mennonite cousin or an English drive them where they need to go. It's okay for them to ride in the vehicle. They just can't drive it. So, I have some very legalistic kind of edicts. But, as a group, incredibly nice people. So, we all have our thing anyway. So, there you go. But maybe get passed by another car. Right. Busy road here early in the morning. Of course. Again, holiday weekend. Probably a lot of people out trying to get last minute shopping done for picnics and parties. Everybody's in a good mood because most people are off for a long weekend, so 3 days. So I'm finding more often than not, I'm having to wave at absolute strangers this morning because it's Friday, which always puts people in a good mood. And most of these folks don't have to go to work until Tuesday. So, another reason to be in a good mood. So, there it is. So, what's been going on with the Gymster? Well, some, although I'll call it bad news, but it's not great news. I'm fighting another ear infection. The good news is, though, I'm being treated for it right now, so on the antibiotics, I'm on the eardrops, I'm on the steroids, because I think this is not simply ear infection. I think there may be a bit of allergies going on because the pollen is pretty darn thick right now. We have not had rain in any kind of real amount. Probably the better part of 2 weeks. We've been dry for a while, so you go and you look at our cars, and everybody's car is yellow right now. Doesn't matter what color it started out, it's yellow. Lots and lots of tree pollen, some grass pollen, but we haven't had that nice refreshing rain to kind of scrub the air of all the pollen, so it's just recirculating. And of course, as it gets drier and drier out here in the country, in addition to pollen, basically just have, you know, dust, dirt, and that's also being blown up in small particulate matter. There's some nice big phraseology there for you today, Solvay, particulate. And that's probably blowing around as well, too, so. And earlier this week, we were dealing with Canadian forest fire. So this has happened a couple of times. When Canada has a forest fire, the smoke that's produced seems to find a way to the Susquehanna Valley. So to paraphrase and somewhat butcher the lyrics from a classic 1970s song, our skies had the mist of a smoke from a distant fire. There you go. If you get the reference, you're old enough. So, speaking of that, last evening was trivia night at our church. Seem to be holding that now. It's a new thing, but they're holding it about every other month. So my wife and I have fun going and showing up for trivia night. It's fun regardless to go and hang out with people and have some snacks, have some soda, and might be a little windy here. And we'll see what we see. And answer some questions and see how smart you are. So I'm here to tell you that the lovely Mrs. D and myself, we are undefeated in trivia night. They give prizes for the top three, and in the past three times we've gone, which is all the trivia nights they've had, we have come and placed in the top three every single time, so we keep going home with gift baskets. So yesterday was no different. So we hit the trifecta. We made the hat trick for you hockey players. So yep, we're 3 for 3, finishing in the finishing on the podium. So we're good goings. So if they keep up their schedule, or as the Brits would say, schedule, which is just fun to say. I love saying schedule. Actually, almost wish we would just change it here in the States and just start saying schedule. I love it. It sounds great. Next one will be the end of July, so we'll see. That was fun. The girl who runs it, she's probably all of 23 years old, which, you know, used to sound older to me, but now you're just a kid. It was funny because yesterday's topic was the alphabet. And so 26 of the questions, I believe there were 30 total, 26 of those questions, though, were about a letter of the alphabet. So you might say, B is for Bonanza, and then we're going to ask you a question about the show Bonanza, and C is for this, and we're going to ask you a question about that. That's how we got through the entire alphabet, because I think, yeah, she had a good thought that she actually asked you 26 consecutive questions about the actual alphabet. Yeah, people would have been gone a little bit stir crazy. That would have gotten boring kind of quick. So, the interesting thing, though, is, so anyway, we get around to the letter K. And she comes out and she goes, K is for keep it dark. And immediately I went, huh? And she said, that's the name of a song from a rock group whose name is a book in the Bible. Well, of course, this would, of course, be referring to Genesis. It would be referring to the Abacab album that came out in 1981. And the song Keep It Dark is the last song on side one. Why do I know that? Because in the 80s, and at least into the early 90s, the band Genesis was my favorite band, bar none. So I know a lot of stinking trivia about that group that people really probably shouldn't know. She said that. I'm like, wow. where's a 23-year-old coming up with this song? Because, again, this girl's 23 years old. I'm sure that song has not been played on the radio in the United States in the last 25 years anyway. Probably the last 30. It was not a big hit when it came out in 1981. And I would be surprised if it ever got played halfway through the 90s. I think people had kind of moved on from that song. It was a lesser single that came from that album. Which, personal opinion, Abacab album was the last album that Genesis actually decided to do prog rock. After that, they moved fully into pop music, and I'm sure their bank accounts appreciated it, because it was definitely a lot more popular, hence the name pop music. And they're definitely living a lot more large than had they stayed in the prog rock genre. But that's also where I started to not like their music as much. I liked that somewhat bizarre, very experimental stuff that they were doing prior to that. So there it is. All right. Well, anyway, so yeah, she's like, oh, I heard that. I don't know where she came up with the song. She said, I listened to it. I'm like, I'm sure I've never heard it before. I'm like, yeah, sadly, I'm sure you've never heard it before either. But anyway, so I believe I was the only person there to get the song, that question, correct. Because, of course, most of the people that were there probably their late 60s, early 70s, of course, probably were not huge Genesis fans in the 80s, right? A lot of folks there from the baby boomer generation who were probably not big fans of that group. It was a little bit after their time. So, of course, she's like, oh, I think here's our person who got it right. And I said, and I pipe up, you know, and I say, you know, and this is the album that came on. This is the side of the album that was on. Of course, her dad, who I'm friends with, leans over and goes, I'm pretty certain she has no idea what you're talking about side one or side two. And it was one of those, yeah, things you say that you think people understand. It's old, you know. It doesn't make sense to people anymore. So, because it's not their experience. But anyway, I thought it was funny that I would share it. Of course, I told her dad, I said, well, you know what? You're going to ask me a Gen X question. You're going to get a Gen X answer. So there you go. All right. Definitely more of a breeze here. So hopefully it's not so much that's overtaking the speaker, but it's probably not more than a 5 to 7 mile an hour breeze. It's not very heavy, but it's noticeable. So anyway, what else going on? Not real big plans here for us for the weekend. We're definitely not leaving town. We got more than enough stuff to do on our property that's going to keep us busy. And we're going to get the weather that's going to allow us to be outside to do it. And then, once the holiday weekend is over, Tuesday morning, we're taking 4 of our goats off to the vet to go get their goat vasectomies. Because we got 4 very horny male goats. It's really the only way to put it, folks. They are just a little bit overwhelmed by all of the testosterone that is ripping through their bloodstreams right now. So we've had to have them separated in order to prevent future boys from showing up on our property. And I think we've been successful. We'll find out by September. Yeah, so they have that. They have a couple of days where they have to heal. So we have to keep them separated. And then shortly after that, I figured about a week, just to make sure everything's good. And they're not going to reopen any surgical areas. Then I get to go in and pull down the planks, separating their small temporary stall from the rest of it. And then our goat stall expands from 12 by 12 and what? 12 by 6, I think, to 18 by 12. So there you go. All right. We're at the farmhouse. And we're going to take some pictures. I have been documenting what's going on at the farmhouse on my Instagram page. So we're going to go do some more of that today. So let's go ahead and do that. Still somebody working here. I believe he's in the back or he's inside. Good. Goody goody gumdrops. Alright, back to that. Cool beans. Actually, he's on the front side of the roof, facing the pond, which is off to my right. So apparently they're not 100% done with the roof, but they're done with the roof for today, because the rest of their machinery is now gone. So maybe there's some more work to do on the roof, but the roof looks gorgeous. Susie and I are actually considering getting a metal roof for our barn. There's a section that a lot of wind damage, and frankly, I think the people that built our pole barn didn't do the greatest job. They definitely didn't do the greatest job on the roof. And it's old. I mean, it is also 20 years old, so it's about that time that roofs need to be replaced. And I don't want to do it. I'd rather hire somebody to do it and get it done in a day rather than do another one of these deck projects where, yeah, I can do it. It'll be a lot cheaper, but it will take a long time for me to do it on my own rather than, you know, have a crew come in one day, boom, 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 everything's done. So I think that's probably in our plans for this year. Whether it'll happen over the summer or in the fall, I'm not sure, but pretty certain it's going to need to happen before the winter. There it is. So we've talked about the goats. We talked about the barn. Got more landscaping kinds of things to do on the property. So we're going to get some of that stuff done this weekend. And I'm still waiting to hear back, but might actually have a run with a local compadre, affectionately known as Señor Antonio, tomorrow morning. So, two of us haven't had the opportunity to run together for a number of reasons, mostly because both of us have been under the weather, unable to run. Bad schedules. I work, you don't. You work, I don't. All that kind of stuff. So, on paper, anyway, we're supposed to do 5 miles tomorrow because that's what's on my plan with Coach Chris Twiggs. So, I'm sticking to the plan. It's going to be lovely. I would absolutely love to go and run more than 5 miles. But the plan says 5, and since I'm paying for the plan, I'm going to do the plan. So, there it is. What else? What else? Otherwise, I think that's enough for today. As I look at our, I'd say about 3-foot field of hay off to my left, some bright verdant trees. Again, salve, reminder, verdant means green. And then just bright blue sky behind it. It's a lovely scene. So, too bad this is an audio show. This would be a lovely thing to take a look at, but I did take a picture of this yesterday, so if you follow me on Instagram, you have a taste of what this looks like. Green forever, and then it just fades into blue. Pretty awesome. So, this is where I shall leave you. Be well, be healthy, stay safe. Those of you who are celebrating it here in the States, very happy and safe Memorial Day weekend to you. And of course, here in the States, to all of you who have given the ultimate sacrifice, that I can calmly walk down a street and do a podcast that probably very few people will actually even hear. All of the other freedoms that I have. A very heartfelt thank you to you and your families who have also given up along with you. So, much appreciated. See you later.